Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I think that prediction at the end of the last segment where he's like, I don't even remember the score anymore. Was it 21-7?
Yeah.
21-7.
14-point game is what he had it.
That is the most, when it comes to predictions, that's the most defeated I've heard Pink in the 3 years that we've been doing this with him since he's been on with us. So now that being said, he did talk about the Myles Garrett endorsement of Stefanski and Barry. We're going to play that again in a moment here. But Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We do have Daryl Ryder coming up at 6. We got the 5 at 5 coming up in 60 minutes. And you know, we're just going to play the Myles endorsement of Stefanski and Barry from earlier today, where he was asked about Jimmy Haslam's endorsement. And mind you, Joel Bitonio's went big and saying, I think we got the right guys. Here's what Myles had to say.
We got those guys right there leading the charge organizationally. So them being here, I want to put the right pieces in play. That'll always give me confidence. So as long as you know, that's looking how it is, then I want to be here, and I'll be happy to play for Cleveland. So I all got to be heading in the right direction. We all got to be on the same page. And until then, I'm going to be here happily playing for another team to draft.
So it's an interesting conversation. Not just because the face value of it, which we've gotten into, but because Myles previously said, I want to end my career in Cleveland. Do you view this as a status change?
Well, I mean, this kind of opens the door for a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
this is him saying, I want it to be this. And if it's not this, then the door is open.
There is an or else implied.
Yeah, it sounded more like a threat than it did sound anything else. I agree with you on that.
And it's weird because I have previously said you trade Myles and good luck. I mm-hmm. think I'm out as a fan.
Yeah.
This kind of thing is the thing that becomes the leverage there. That all of a sudden I don't feel the same way.
I think it's fantastic news if you're Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski that he's going to bat for you this way. But I think it's also good news for the Browns fan listening out there as well. This is your star player saying, I believe in what you currently have. Don't move off of it. If you move off of it, I'm going to be so mad about that. Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but just don't do that.
Yeah, so what's interesting about that is, because here's the one thing that we'll say. Myles says a lot. Myles is a loquacious guy. Myles has enjoyed having commentary on things historically.
He's also not shy when he doesn't like something about voicing that too.
I think I don't know because I was not part of the press conference, but this is something we're going to ask Daryl. Did anyone follow up and say, does that mean if they were to get fired, you would ask for a trade? Because I think there's the inference here, but there's whether...
Would have been a good follow-up. I don't know if
Miles,
it happened.
And I'll be honest with you, because we talked about it again. It is the best... Miles, of everybody in that locker room, has more power than anyone. Because they would do just about anything to avoid getting to a spot where Miles doesn't want to be here. I also think with a 29-year-old edge rusher, I don't know I'm giving him the full creative license on this. Like, if this was 2 years ago even... At 29, a lot of injuries. I don't know it carries the weight it did 2 years ago, if that makes sense.
I mean,
it carries more weight than anybody.
If this was like a boardroom and it's a board of trustees, Miles doesn't have a seat at the table. I think we can agree on that. Like, no, he's not the one making the decision.
Like, should that stop you from firing Stefanski and Barry?
Okay. It's a good question, but no.
Because like,
if you don't want Stefanski to be here anymore, Miles Garrett's not going to stop you on that. But then you can't be surprised that if you fire Kevin Stefanski, Miles comes back and says, okay, well, I meant what I said.
So...
You just got to be prepared for all of these angles.
That actually is kind of where I am. Because, again, I've said I might stop being a Browns fan if you trade Miles. If Miles went to bat for these guys, and I feel, I'm not trying to recant my previous words, because the whole thing was if Miles gets sick of losing, do you want to trade him? I would look at that as a massive, massive failure as an organization.
Yeah.
I don't view this as the same thing. If you lose and you look at this and go, I think it's Barry or Stefanski, and that changes Miles' status, then to me, I no longer put that on the Cleveland Browns. I put that on Miles. And I'm
true.
Now, again, I'm not anti-Miles for that, but it doesn't carry. Do you understand the line I'm trying to draw there?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I want Miles saying this. I really do. If this is what he believes, then I think it's an important part of the conversation. But I stop short of saying, well, man, I got Mike Vrabel 18 inches to Kevin Stefanski's right, or I've got Glenn Cook 18 inches to Andrew Berry's.
Miles knows that, too, though. That's part of this whole equation. Miles knows that Mike Vrabel's in the building. He knows that they could have conversations if they wanted to have conversations. I think this is him saying, while he's got the chance to, I think this is him saying, like, don't make that move. I like what you currently have, which I think is an awesome vote of confidence. And if I'm a Browns fan, and I am, I love hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of, in terms of as a Browns fan, I'm kind of ambivalent to it. I think it's cool for Miles, and I think it's a nice sign for Stefanski and Barry. But man,
he believes he can get this turned around. Clearly, that's what he believes. Because if Miles didn't believe that, he wouldn't say it. The man,
don't necessarily believe.
He's way more honest than I think you're giving him credit for.
I think Miles, and listen, I'm speaking long term about Miles. There have been times he said things and his actions have been different. So I'm not saying that's what's the case here. I'm saying younger Miles, there were times where it would be like Miles is like the, hey, we got to do this guy. And then Miles would be the guy you were concerned about, whether it was like an off the field thing, like a car accident or something like that.
Yeah, I look at that a little bit differently. I look at it, Miles has always had, I believe, the right tenor of the locker room, obviously. But I believe when he spoke previously on like Joe Woods, for instance, he didn't sugarcoat any bit of it. You know, like I think he's got a pulse of the locker room like you wouldn't believe. I think in the previous 7 years when Miles has been down on things, we then found out later on, oh yeah, the locker room was very down in that moment and it kind of stunk and it was a whole mess. When he's been very high on things, typically that's when you see it kind of work out and when it's been looking good. I think he's always had a good pulse on it, which him saying that tells me that a lot of the locker room does still buy into Stefanski. Have you ever wondered if like Stefanski in a 3-win season lost these guys? I think Miles is telling you right there. He hasn't lost any of them.
Yeah, but I think what's interesting about that is... I also think a lot of the guys saying it with this kind of passion are guys who remember 1-15.
Who remember
0-16. Who remember the Hugh year with Hugh and Greg Williams and then in Freddie Kitchens. Like, I think that's also part of this, of maybe this also speaks to the lack of trust for Haslam to get it right if he does move on from Stefanski and Barry.
Could be part of the equation. Could be. I don't look at this like when Raiders players last year were like, Antonio Pierce or nothing. And it's like, all right, guys, is that really what you're trying to rally the troops for that one? I just don't look at it that way.
What do you mean you don't look at it? You mean it's not as ironclad, or you think it's being pushed in the right direction?
I don't look at it as fraudulent is what I'm saying. Look at it as just like this is athlete speak and what else are they going to say? I look at this as because he doubled back and he went around to it and he did say the way he did, we got those guys right there leading the charge. As long as that's looking how it is, then I want to be here. I looked at that is beyond just a, I'm going to put the good vibes out there. That is a telling the front office, telling Jimmy Haslam and Dee Podesta, like, this, I like it this way. If you mess with this, I might not like it the same way, and we're going to have a conversation.
I can understand why you're saying that. I would just say, Miles is the big, because you and I are in agreement, it's the biggest endorsement you can get from that locker room.
For sure.
There isn't a player in that locker room that would stop me from making the move if I thought it was the right move.
We agree on that as well. There's no doubt about it. But it does speak to, I believe, more of what the locker room is thinking, because Miles is always, he's always been someone that's just been able to gather what the locker room is doing and then spit that out. And so I would think more guys than not, if you're hearing that, I would think more guys than not want to keep it status quo.
It's interesting. I just don't have that same read on Miles. Like, I think, and again, I'm speaking past tense with Miles. Well, I think Miles has gotten it wrong several times. And I'm trying to think of like a specific example, but I think there were times where, even like throwing Joe Woods under the bus, that I think like those were, I think he picked,
well, that one went a long way with me.
Maybe was, the right message, was, but the wrong notes.
Well, it was the wrong time to do it. And I think we hammered him, and everyone should hammer him at the time, because it was the wrong time to do it. But he was right. It was right when he spoke on it.
But there's also another part of me that's like, I still don't know if this is lip service. Again, it's just tough, because I don't want to accuse Miles of being insincere, but I think there have been times we've gotten lip service from Miles, and I just think that needs to be documented as part of this conversation. I'm not saying that's what it is now, because that's a heavy thing to say about the best player in the franchise. Miles has given you lip service at different times. Ryan and Geneva, welcome to the show. What do you make of Miles Garrett's support of Stefanski and Barry?
I think it goes further than just Miles Garrett.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I think it goes to probably the majority of the locker room, and this is my hypothesis or my thought on it, if you will. I watch this team ever, well, before, you know, Stefanski took over, Barry took over, but I've watched him a lot since then, too, obviously. And I see an extremely undisciplined team. Even in the years where they had a good record, I mean, always amongst the lead leaguer in penalties, particularly pre-snap penalties, just no discipline in general. And I think that has to do with the cupcake country club atmosphere that's being run there in that organization, and that has a lot to do with Stefanski. I didn't go to any of the training camps. I haven't been to a training camp in a long time, but I heard it's run like it's just a reprieve for these guys, basically. So basically, they like not having discipline. They like not having to have the accountability that a different coach, the different mindset might bring. So of course they're going to come in and support him because they like, you know, basically just, you know. Having a bunch of time off,
Ryan. I don't know that he looks at his career and says, "I just want to take it easy." I mean, he's got not only Hall of Fame aspirations; he wants to win a Super Bowl. He's got things he wants to play for.
So, I kind of am vibing on what Ryan. Again, I think it's an interesting idea, Ryan. We appreciate it.
It's interesting, and thank you, Ryan.
And the reason being is, I do think players like Camp Cupcake. I do think that's a selling point for Stefanski internally. But I think more importantly, these guys pound their chest about player-led leadership and how this locker room is player-led. And I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of hearing about it in the midst of losing seasons. Like when I remember,
I think people love the idea of a player-led locker room and love all that stuff. But when you do start losing, I mean, people love results more than they love taking an easy way out.
Well, for instance, with that. I think Miles likes the illusion that the players are in control and that the players have the amount of say that I don't know they had with Greg Williams. And I think it would be obvious. I think it stands to reason you can be a logical person and go, hey, if you let go of Camp Cupcake, would you then go in the opposite direction? More of a Vrabel, more of a red ass, more of a Greg Williams, more of a Bill Callahan. And I think that could be part of the play here? Yeah. And I will be honest with you, my biggest problem with Kevin is that. My biggest problem is the leadership that when player leadership has fallen, or when we get stuff like the embarrassing quit at the end of the New Orleans game, when that happens, I very rarely feel like Kevin steps in, swoops in, and saves the day. Like, to me, it can't just be on the players to lead the thing.
Right.
You still have to have a good leader as a head coach.
I know. I would think a lot less of Miles Garrett, and I think a lot of Miles Garrett. I think a lot less if he was like, I want Camp Cupcake over results, over winning.
Well, I don't think they think it's Cupcake because it's still football. But yeah, do I think all the stuff that comes with Kevin, that they prefer that rather than the dog days of summer? Yeah. I think a lot of coaches... Because, again, I think it's the idea of, oh, well, we got this anyways. Now, the problem is the Browns don't got this, and that's why we go from 7 wins to 11 wins to 3 wins. But that, I mean, I think the caller had a really good point there. That is kind of part of my concern with this.
Listen, everyone would love to have what Andy Reid has been able to build in Kansas City, where he's got involvement from Mahomes and Kelsey. They tell him trick plays they want to run in practices, and they actually do it. But the reality is that... You have to be extremely talented, and you have to have proven something before you get all those allowances. And, yeah, Miles Garrett's extremely talented, and he's proven a lot, but that whole locker room isn't that.
Well, but I look to the defense in general. And, again,
maybe Stefanski gave him too much credit before they actually earned something. I don't know. You tell me.
They sniffed their asses at every – and, listen, I don't care about the dancing.
Do you think Stefanski can boomerang and go back in the other direction then?
No. No,
that's really hard. Then
I think that's harder than a red ass lightning up.
I mean, I told you when we went in training camp, that's what everyone kept telling me, and when I saw it from my own two eyes, I called it Club Med at one point.
So I
very
do
different
think,
than other years.
I really do think that they take every single instance, like when you get like a 3 yard stop or a 4 yard stop, and I probably wouldn't want to celebrate that, but that is a stylistic thing. It works for today's athlete. That's fine. To me, it's when you hear them talk about a defense that clearly sucks this year, that's inconsistent, and they're like, guys, we're just a couple plays away. It's like, no, you're not. That means you're not a good defense. Like, and that has been a through line, and this is maybe where, Again, I'm trying to believe what Miles says. I don't know him enough to take it in full vote of confidence. I'm naturally a skeptical person. These are very fair things to point out about how I perceive. I believe if somebody says something that they believe in at 100%, I believe 80% of it. That's just me as a human being. I have learned that people lie, especially when microphones are in their face. I am naturally skeptical. I point this out in deference to Miles. But it's really problematic that I've heard this locker room pound their chest for 5 years, and you have two winning seasons, one playoff win, and we're talking about Stefanski and Barry like they're Bill Walsh. That's not saying fire them. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying you don't get to 3-14 if that, or 4-13, wherever this goes, and we just get a rubber stamp of, well, as long as these guys are here, you're endorsing 3-10. That is not okay with me.
Well, he's definitely endorsing the two of them, and he made it pretty clear. If they move off of those two, think about, as long as that's looking how it is, I want to be here, happy to play here in Cleveland, as long as that's looking how it is, Nick.
And you know what? Getting back to words, there, you know what?
Words matter. You want to say that? Words matter.
If Miles wants to prove that he's not even 2% full of it, there's one way he can prove that to me. We'll get to that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.